Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
On Sunday, July 22nd, join the Kim Pagano Show for the 4th Annual Chowder Fest. Local restaurants compete for Ventura County's best chowder at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum, located at 3900 Bluefin Circle in Oxnard. Original blues music by Kelly's Lot and Friends. Chowder samples, beer tasting from Firestone Walker Brewery, wine tasting from local wineries, and museum admission is included. You're also able to purchase full servings of beverages, Chowder Fest hats, and museum store items. Come join the fun. The event starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday, July 22nd. $25 pre-sale tickets and $30 at the door. Go to cimmvc.org/chowderfest or the museum to get your tickets.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I hope that everyone had a great 4th of July. We are here early, and I tell you, the weather's like perfect. So, of course, I always like to start my show with something uplifting. It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. So we need to be our own best friends. And I know a lot of us, sometimes we just think, you know, this isn't working, but really put one foot in front of the other and keep walking. That's what life's all about. So anyways, I am excited. I've got a great show for you today. I've got some amazing women in here. And of course, Tom's here with me. Amazing man. Happy anniversary. I know you guys just had another firework anniversary. So happy anniversary to you and Colleen.
Thank you very much. 4th of July, 20th yesterday.
I know, 20th. You guys are kicking it. There you go. All right. So, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways, and I want to make sure everybody has that phone number written down, 805-419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. We've got a lot of events. I'd love to see my listeners all out there, and congratulations to some of our winners. We've already given away so much stuff, and I love seeing them out there, and I love all their comments, and we just appreciate you being here with us for 10 years, and that's really the brighter side of life here in the 805. So, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great stuff we're doing?
Yes, we do have the Old Boney Mountain Hot Summer Night Festival, July 12th Thursday, 5 to 9 o'clock. Location is the Los Robles Golf Course, located in Thousand Oaks. Lots of fun. Craft beer, food, hot sauce, music, and the cornhole tournament, which everyone loves. Right. Camrio Fiesta and Street Fair on July 19th. That's through the 22nd. Hours are 10 to 8. Free admission to this one. The event features carnival rides, food and crafts, vendors, entertainment, car shows, kids' activities, and there's going to be a beer and wine garden, too. Remember, Thursday is Dollar Day. Very important. We also have Ventura's local restaurants competing for the Ventura County's Best Chowder at the 4th Chowder Fest at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum. That's at 3900 Bluefin Circle in Oxnard. Happens Sunday, July 22nd from 2 to 6. You get to sample some chowder, which is great.
There you go. And, of course, we've got the Oxnard Salsa Festival. Do you have that one?
Yes, we do. Okay. And Pancho Sanchez is going to do a free concert the Friday to kick the whole thing off. That is huge that Pancho Sanchez is playing his congas there on Friday. But the Oxnard Salsa Festival is a party all through that weekend, and we have tickets for that 25th annual.
I know.
Oxnard Salsa Festival.
Another big one there.
Yes, and that's a great one. What else? Bistro 13 inviting you and your family to dine with them in Camarillo and now Ventura in their newest addition, Mad Bros, with their farm-to-table menu. Owner and chef Giovanni is very passionate about serving you, and he wants to do that with one of his two restaurants. So those are the prizes for today.
There you go. All right, so let's start off with the Old Boney, and it's Hot Summer Night Festival. That is happening July 12th, Thursday 5 to 9. That is in Thousand Oaks at Los Robles. And if you're into hot sauce and craft beer, food and music and cornhole, we'd love to get you there. So, again, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I thank you so much for being here. And, of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Joining me and in studio for a second year, and, you know, I'm really passionate about what you both do and your organization, and just my heart goes out. I see it on Facebook. I see all the stuff you do. And I'd like to introduce Heather Donatini. She's the executive director and co-founder. And then we have Amy Hastings, and she is the board member and volunteer, which is another big job, okay? And so I appreciate both of you being here. And tell us, we're going to talk a little bit about Bumblebee Foundation. And, you know, I went last year. What a great event, turning you know, into a win-win situation and where people could have fun and yet at the same time give back. That's what all these great events are about. And so welcome and thank you so much for what you do and for being here.
Thank you, Kim, for having us this year again. We really appreciate the opportunity to be here and share a little bit more about Bumblebee Foundation and who we are and what we do. So just to give a little bit of background, Bumblebee Foundation was founded in memory of our son, Jaron Donatini. Just before his third birthday, he was diagnosed with a rare form of liver cancer. And my husband, Jason, and I navigated that pediatric cancer world, a world that we had no idea even existed, for 18 months. And the community really, really wrapped their arms around us and supported us as we went through this journey together. And unfortunately, Jaron earned his angel's wings on November 1st, 2010, and he's forever 4 and a half. But our son left a legacy, and he left a big job for us to do. And so we decided that we would turn that around and form Bumblebee Foundation in his memory to help other pediatric cancer families going through the same thing that we did. You know, even though Jaron was no longer here, no longer with us, it didn't mean that those 18 beds at UCLA where he was treated weren't filled with kids with cancer. And that holds true for every oncology unit across the nation. So,
wow, that's a hard one. And what an amazing thing that you are here helping others. Amy Hastings, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Why are you here and why are you doing this?
I got connected through actually the Chamber of Commerce a couple of years ago and connected with Heather, and there was just something that just drew me. I had been an educator prior, and so I'd had pediatric children who I had both lost and I had taught. So that was near and dear to my heart. So that's one of the reasons I decided that I wanted to help Heather. And then last year I said, oh, sure, I'll be your volunteer coordinator.
For the little event. Did she know, yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's been a true rewarding experience for me.
What does that mean when you are a volunteer coordinator?
So what I do is I actually am working with all of the volunteers who have said yes to being out there on our big fundraiser day, which this year is July 14th.
Right.
And I am creating all of the shifts. I'm looking at where everybody is needed to be. And we have so many different stations that need to be covered, and looking at where the signups are and who needs to be where and when to break them. And
how many volunteers do you have?
We have about 45.
Wow. And is that how many you need?
Yes.
Okay, so you're filled on that end.
We're doing pretty well with that. And so it's just a matter of making sure that we have some great teenagers and Bethel 345 joining us and really helping us. And I couldn't be more grateful for that. And then, you know, got some great bartenders, because that's always a important aspect. Mm-hmm. And people watching the silent auction items and raffle items and helping with check-in and check-out and just really helping the evening run smooth so that hopefully Heather and Jason can really enjoy the night.
Ah, that's awesome.
That's really important.
Yeah, and again, let's tell all of our listeners, of course, that is happening July 14th, like you said. This is our 7th annual one, Wild West Casino Night, right?
Absolutely.
5 to 10, and it's happening in Simi Valley at the Strathern Historical Park, which is a really cool place
in
there.
It's such a great venue. Most everything happens inside this historical barn. Then we have things set up outside as well. We'll have the Charterville Jail joining us again, and that's always a huge hit because people pay to have people quote-unquote arrested, and then they have to be bailed out. And so that's just a ton of fun.
That's neat, yeah. How many people do you expect to be there? Or how many? I know you only have, 30 more tickets to be sold? Is that what you said?
We have 30 tickets available, yes, as of today.
Right.
So last year we sold out. We used to sell tickets at the door, but last year we sold out, so we no longer do that.
Isn't that amazing?
Which was exciting.
Yeah.
We have about 300 people there that night.
Wow. Very
cool.
And
we have a lot of our Bumblebee kiddos, our local Bumblebee families that will be there that night. And so a lot of, if anybody follows us on our social media, they get to meet a lot of these kids in person that night too.
Mm.
So to see exactly who you are supporting and where the funding is going is
And not only
really great.
Just the kids, it's the families, right? I mean, it's like a big circle around putting your arms around the whole family when you're supporting this.
I
remember last year where, you know, I mean, it's a burden when your child is in, you know, one, getting treatment, there's parking, there's dinner, there's the other family members that are being neglected, but you're not, I mean, it's just how can one family take on all of this, correct?
That is so, so true. And going through that, Jason and I understood, you know, we had an infant son at home when our son Jaren was diagnosed, and we had no family in the area. And so our littlest was spent, you know, time with, thankfully, grandparents, but was 2 hours away from us always. And Jaren and I would be in the hospital while Jason was trying to hold down a job to keep a roof over our head. And for 18 months, it was rare that the four of us were ever together. And so, thankfully, our youngest, you know, his needs were met, and he knew he was just getting loved and fed. But there are older siblings that I've watched with these cancer families, and there is nothing harder than to watch a kid say, I wish I had cancer too, because, you know, it's just, it's not fair. It's hard as it is, but it's just not fair when they see all of the attention on the kid with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And as a parent, you're so torn, you know, you're just so torn. So Bumblebee has always made sure that the siblings are included as well.
How do you do that, Heather? How is that done?
So we have a couple of different programs.
And thanks for getting me started already tearing here, you know. I'm like such a... But
We have a couple different programs. One of our biggest programs is our patient aid program, mm-hmm. and that is direct financial support to the families. Anything from literally could be a $5 Starbucks card, because caffeine goes such a long way when you've had a sleepless night, to mortgage and rent payments.
Wow.
And anything in between. But the way that we really encompass the entire family is through our holiday adoptions, and Amy can share some of her experience with that. But during the holidays, we adopt about 50 families, and we receive wish lists from each child in the family, not just the kid with cancer, but also the siblings. And they get gifts, and parents get gas cards and grocery cards that go along with that to help lighten the burden for them. Some of these families use these as gifts from Santa, mm-hmm. because some of these families don't have the ability or the means to be able to do that. And so some of them are anonymous, so right. the families, the parents can use them
right.
as gifts for their kids. They don't have time to shop. They don't have time to wrap.
They don't have time to think.
Nope.
I mean, and also the experience, I know I've shared that I lost a baby to hydrocephalus. It was, but my marriage didn't last. You know, relationships take a toll. And because you're not in your right mind, you're just surviving. And you're just trying to get through this horrific time. And then you've got your kids that need, it's just, you're stretched to max. So so I totally understand that. Amy, tell us about the families.
So it's been really heartwarming for me to be involved with the families. I've adopted families myself with my fiance, and then also my Kiwanis Club has adopted families. And so it's been just really rewarding to shop, and it's fun to shop for the kids. It's fun to shop for the families. But what's the most rewarding is going and delivering. And one Easter, my fiance and his twin sister and I went out to Lancaster and delivered to three families out there for their spring baskets.
Wow.
And the joy we saw on all of the children's faces.
Something happy, right?
It was. It was. And the one little boy, he was three. His brother was the one with cancer. And they had just come home from the hospital. And I remember when we knocked on the door, the little boy opens the door and he goes, "Come on in." So we walked in, and he unwraps his gifts, and he just, everything, it was like Christmas Day all over again. Everything was, "Oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so wonderful. Thank you." And then he was helping his 10-month-old open everything. He's like, "Look what you got. Look what you got." And it just,
yeah,
it just warmed us from head to toe.
That's so nice. It's so nice. Kids are so innocent.
They
and
are.
I think that was the hardest thing, watching all these kids that, you know, our fears and all our depression is brought on as we're older, but mm-hmm. we're not born with that. And so these are just these innocent little babies, right? And so when you say pediatric, how old do they go to for what you're doing? Or I don't know if there's...
18 and under.
So 18 mm-hmm. and under.
Correct.
Wow.
We have a couple kiddos who are, as long as they come to us before they are 18, then we have just a few that are... in fact, one is turning 20 this month, but she was diagnosed with cancer when she was 17, and she's cancer-free now. But
oh,
so
God.
She's our oldest bumblebee kiddo right now.
Wow.
So.
And does she work with you guys to give back?
She does. She stays in touch, you know, and
that's
it's
awesome.
Great to see her doing so well.
Heather and Amy, I thank you so much for being here. How can my listeners be involved in this, and how do they find out about it, and how can they, if they want to, go to this amazing event on July 14th. How would they be able to do that?
So you can find us on social media, Bumblebee
okay.
Foundation,
okay.
or go to our Facebook page, bumblebeefoundation.org. All the information for the fundraiser is there, all of the links. Like I said, we have limited tickets available still, and I'd like to actually offer you to give away to your listeners.
Oh,
so.
Thank you so much. In fact, we'll open up our phone lines right now, and we will give two tickets to the Bumblebee Foundation. That is their 7th annual Wild West Casino Night, July 14th, Saturday, Strathern Historical Park in Simi Valley. We'd love to invite you 5 to 10. please call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Can you give out your website and so people could, you know, make a donation of their choice? Or
absolutely. So bumblebeefoundation.org is our website. And we are always looking for donors and sponsors. And that's how, you know, that allows us to be a conduit of love to these children. Mm. And even a donation like $10 goes such a long way. And we're just grateful for the support that we get on behalf of our kids.
I love it. Again, Heather, Amy, thank you so much for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show. I love stuff like this. If my voice could help in any way whatsoever, I would love to do that. So again, this will be in our newsletter for all my listeners that get a newsletter. If you're new and you're just listening, when you call in at 805-419-0008, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and ask us to be a part of the newsletter. It gets sent out every single week. And there's a link to all of these great events, all these great foundations, and anything that I can share, that's where I'm at right now. So,
thank you for having us. You are so welcome.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Peter Crabb, and we're going to talk about the Ventura County's fourth best Chowder Fest. And that we've got tickets for, too. So stay with us. Again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere.
Did someone say fiesta? Celebrate the summer of love as Old Town Camarillo comes alive this weekend for the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair. The fiesta and food fun start Thursday night at 6 with $1 carnival rides. Then, all weekend long, stroll the streets of Old Town Camarillo to check out hundreds of vendors and amazing food. Bring the kids to the fun zone to see the petting zoo and camel rides. The Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair treats you to all the best of Santana music on Friday with Smooth. Saturday, hear the world's best Bowie impersonator, Tom Petty covers. And on Sunday, Aquarius, a tribute to the summer of love, Sgt. Pepper's Beatles tribute, California Dreamin', and more. For car lovers, there's a classic car show. It's free admission, and there are shuttles available Saturday and Sunday to make getting to the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair easy. See complete event details now at CamarilloFiesta.com. See you at the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair in Old Town Camarillo.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Cynogen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Joining me in the studio this morning is Peter Crabb. And of course, he is the executive director. And we are talking about Ventura County's fourth best chowder festival. And I'm so excited. I love chowder, first of all. But there's so many things that are great about this event. So can you share those with us? And sure. Welcome.
Hi. Chowderfest is, at its core, a community celebration against the beautiful backdrop of the Channel Islands Harbor. It's, it's the harbor, the Oxnard, Ventura County, and it's got lots of restaurants, probably 14 restaurants, four or five wineries. 805 is always there serving their great beer.
Love 805, yeah.
Exactly. And we have Kelly's Lot performing music, and they are tireless. They go the whole time. They have this great music.
And this year, is it all out in front of the museum?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, in their
yes.
parking lot right there, right?
I yes,
mean, it's
it
just
is.
Like you're just there. You're just it's all surreal, and it's the beautiful ocean. And
yes.
Yeah.
We haven't trained the sea lions to join in with the music
okay,
yet.
Okay, but
we're working on it.
Where are you from?
I actually originally many years ago came from England.
Oh,
on the
my
South
whole
coast.
Family was from England. Yeah. I love it. I love your
so
accent.
I'm actually from the coast
okay.
too.
Okay. So. Okay. Very yeah. cool. So you're from one coast. To another, right?
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah. And so do you live close by there?
I don't actually. I live in Castaic.
Oh.
But it's a very easy commute. It's long, but it's very easy because I just float down the 126.
Okay. So. You float down yeah. it. I love it. Okay. Again, if for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Peter Crabb, and you are the executive director of the museum, correct?
Yes.
So what is the museum do? Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, it's so interesting because we have a boat, and so there's just kind of so much history inside there.
Absolutely. The museum is a collection, largely a collection that was on long-term loan from the Nelson Foundation, and Harry Nelson, who was the who donated all of the artwork, was a collector of paintings and models, and we have some of the finest paintings and models around nationally.
Wow.
We have paintings that are 400 years old, and people come from, you know, Europe, from big museums, and they're amazed at what we have.
Amazing.
And our model collection is the same way. For example, we have bone models from the Napoleonic Wars made by French prisoners of war, and they used to get half a pound of meat every day, and they would take the bones and they would soak them, and they became pliable, and they made these beautiful models.
Oh my gosh.
So we have lots of interesting curios there.
Now, what does it cost to go into the museum? How does that work?
For adults, it's $7.
Uh-huh.
Seniors, $5. And children, under $3. Under 6, they're free.
Oh, okay.
And then the third Thursday of every month is free.
Okay, okay. So this whole event for the Chowder Fest is going towards the museum, is that correct?
Yes, it supports our museum. It supports the educational programs, the general running of the museum, and it helps us stay in business and able to serve people with this amazing cultural.
And the education, what does that mean?
We do programs.
Oh,
so
okay.
We serve a lot of the schools in Oxnard. We have several programs, but one example would be every fifth grader on the water, and kids come to the museum. Sometimes they go out on a boat as part of it. Sometimes they don't, and they do programming. They explore the collection with trained docents who are expert at getting them interested. And it's really nice because they, you know, for them to get out from behind the desk and actually experience some things, and they can touch some things as well.
So interesting.
They really have a great time.
I love that. I love that. So let's talk about the Chowder Fest. Of course, that is happening July 22nd,
yes.
2 to 6.
2 to
perfect
6 p.m.
Yes. afternoon.
Yes.
And of course, right in front of the Channel Island Maritime Museum at the Channel Islands Harbor, just so everybody can get that on their calendar. I know that there's chowder samples, right? And wine tasting. And
yes.
You've got Kelly Lott and friends playing there.
That's right.
It just kind of just setting the mode right now. I'm kind of, you know,
yes.
It's like, okay. And
then, of course, desserts and more, correct?
Yes, we do. And you have access to the museum as well.
Oh, so free access that day, right?
Yes, you have free access to the museum.
Okay.
And it's just all of those things together, it's a really nice, it's a lively event.
Right. How many people do you usually attend?
Usually around 1,200.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's,
1,200. So
I remember when, so this is the fourth. So I remember the very first time that you guys started this, and it's just been a hit ever since.
It's been a hit. It's been growing. More and more people know about it. And as I say, it's lively, but we have plenty of room. So it's
kind of sky's the limit, right?
Exactly.
I mean, so have everybody. So again, first of all, where do they get their tickets? But I'm going to actually open our lines right now and give out. You've been generous enough to give us some tickets to give away here on the show. And I'd love to get some of my listeners out there. And of course, call in right now at 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team members will get back with you. But we'd love to get you out there to the Chowder Fest. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in, it's Sunday, July 22nd, 2 to 6, and of course at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum. And so we'd love to have that. So where can people get tickets if they don't win them here?
You can go to our website, cimmvc.org. You can call us at 805-984-6260 and order them over the phone, and you can stop in. In advance, the tickets are $25, and then on the day, they're $30.
Oh, okay, and at the day of, if they just decide they have time, they can go over there, it's $30 at the door. Okay, perfect. Okay, great. How many restaurants and wineries are there that are supporting this event by donating their food and wine?
Sure, we have 14 restaurants, and we have 5 wineries, and we have, as I said, 805 brewery. So it's a lot. And they all are very into it, so you'll get some good chowder.
And then not only that, it's a people's choice, right?
Yes, there's a people's choice,
okay.
And we have judges. We're still figuring out a couple of the judges yet, but we usually have some prominent people in the community that judge the chowder. So there's two ways to kind of win, I guess.
So when the guests come, do they get tickets and then they have to put it in their thing? Okay, and then kind of the one that has the most?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly it.
How many restaurants are there?
14.
Four.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's funny, like chowder is a really... There's different kinds. There's kinds that have bacon in it. There's kinds that... So do you have kind of all the... Who are the restaurants? Do you mind? Do you have that?
Sure. Do you want me to list all of them?
Sure.
So we have Body Fuel Bistro.
Okay.
Embassy Suites, Harbor Mart, La Dolce Vita, Moheka, PB&J's, Rumline, River Ridge Golf Course, Roxbury Deli, Sea Fresh, Spencer McKenzie's, The Greek at the Harbor, Ventura Barbecue, Waterside, and the Stonefire Grill.
Wow. Okay. It's really grown I've been there.
Yes.
I love that. All right. Okay. So we're hoping for a perfect day here in the summer, which I'm sure we'll have, right?
Always in Oxnard, right?
Yeah. And so will people be able to sit around at tables?
Yes.
So you've got tables set up?
We have tables that you can sit and get to know either with your group or, a lot of people get to know new people and make new friends as well.
Right, right. Wow. Well, I love that. I'm so excited to be a part of this again and to be able to share this with everyone. Again, when the event is happening, let's just say it's the timing again is 2 to 6, correct?
2 to 6.
Okay, perfect. And music start right away?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Will start. And they go the whole time.
They go the whole time.
They have incredible energy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. And also, you're able to buy stuff there, right, at the museum?
We have a gift store. You can buy things at the museum. And then if you want you can buy beer and wine, and the proceeds go to the museum.
Oh, great. So everything, so they'll be able to, like, instead of just a tasting, they'll be able to have a full size.
Yes, if you really like something, you can have a full size.
Yeah. Okay, well, sounds good. I'm excited. And, of course, this is in my newsletter. There will also be a chance to win tickets here on Facebook, on my Facebook, so go to the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm really excited. I can't wait to go and try all those great chowders, and we'll see who's the winner, right? They're all good, but it's kind of an individual taste.
Exactly. Yeah. It really is.
Do you put hot sauce in your chowder?
I don't.
Okay.
But I might try that now you mentioned
it. It's really good. It's got a little kick to it. So
it's fun to try new things.
Always try new things.
And if anybody that calls in, wins tickets, wants to say hi, I'll be wearing a name tag. I'd love to know.
There you go. To meet all you. Right. And is there going to be to be able to go through the museum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So you go take them on a little tour?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have our parking lot. You know, there's a boundary around our parking lot and the parking lot next door.
Right.
And then you can just go right into the museum. So
okay.
It's the whole area.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for sharing this. And again, we're talking about the Chowder Fest, and it's the 4th annual Chowder Fest tasting and competition. Are you still accepting any more competitions or done?
Not at this point.
Okay, so we're done with that. But for tickets for Sunday, July 22nd, 2 to 6, you can either win tickets here or you can go to
you can either call us or go to cimmvc.org, or you can stop by the museum.
There you go. All right. Well, again, this will be in my newsletter, so definitely download it, also on Facebook. With that, I thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a really quick break, but I will put some tickets out there again, and call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to get you guys all there, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did someone say Fiesta? Celebrate the summer of love as Old Town Camarillo comes alive this weekend for the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair. The Fiesta and food fun start Thursday night at 6 with $1 carnival rides. Then, all weekend long, stroll the streets of Old Town Camarillo to check out hundreds of vendors and amazing food. Bring the kids to the fun zone to see the petting zoo and camel rides. The Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair treats you to all the best of Santana music on Friday with Smooth. Saturday, hear the world's best Bowie impersonator, Tom Petty covers. And on Sunday, Aquarius, a tribute to the Summer of Love, Sgt. Pepper's Beatles tribute, California Dreamin', and more. For car lovers, there's a classic car show. It's free admission, and there are shuttles available Saturday and Sunday to make getting to the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair easy. See complete event details now at CamarilloFiesta.com. See you at the Camarillo Fiesta and Street Fair in Old Town Camarillo.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
619-0008.
On Sunday, July 22nd, join the Kim Pagano Show for the 4th Annual Chowder Fest. Local restaurants compete for Ventura County's best chowder at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum, located at 3900 Bluefin Circle in Oxnard. Original blues music by Kelly's Lot and Friends. Chowder samples, beer tasting from Firestone Walker Brewery, wine tasting from local wineries, and museum admission is included. You're also able to purchase full servings of beverages, Chowderfest hats, and museum store items. Come join the fun. The event starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday, July 22nd. $25 pre-sale tickets and $30 at the door. Go to cimmbc.org/Chowderfest or the museum to get your tickets.
Whether the word salsa brings to mind hot Latin sounds and exotic dancing or spicy culinary flavors, the 25th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival has it all. The festival, July 28 and 29, celebrates the flavors of salsa, the food, music, and dance. It all takes place at Plaza Park, 5th and B Streets in historic downtown Oxnard from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. both days. Festival goers are treated to live Latin jazz bands, salsa dance lessons, a tasting tent with dozens of different varieties of salsa and hot sauces, and a salsa recipe challenge. The 2 days also feature a vendor marketplace, international cuisine, and a kids zone. Presented by the Oxnard Downtowners, the festival attracts salsa lovers from throughout Southern California. Festival admission and parking are free. Main stage seating is just $5. For festival information, call 805-535-4060 or visit OxnardSalsaFestival.com and on Facebook.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'd love to give something away. And of course, we've got lots of stuff that we're sharing here. We've got some tickets to the Hot Summer Night Festival. That's happening July 12th, Thursday, 5 to 9. That is located in Thousand Oaks. We'd love to get you guys there. We've got the Camarillo Fiesta Street Fair. That's happening July 19th through the 20th. Then we've got 22nd, rather. And then on the same day, on the 22nd, we've got tickets to the Chowder Fest. And we've got tickets for that that we're giving away. And also I've got tickets to the 25th annual Oxnard Salsa Festival. And that is happening July 28th through the 29th. We've got tickets. I'd love to get some tickets out to you for that. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. My next guest, David Klein, and of course his book, Walk by Faith. David, welcome and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim, for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and kind of a little bit about your journey, correct?
Well, it has been quite a journey. I was in a diving accident when I was 17, breaking my neck.
Mm.
And over the course of those...
You were 7 years old, correct?
I was 17.
Can you... I kind of having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, I'll speak louder.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yes, much better. Thank you. And so at 17, were you diving into a pool?
I was at a lake, a local lake, and when I say diving, I know a lot of people get images in their head of me jumping off a bridge or rocks, but I was doing something people do all the time at lakes and oceans, just running into the water at the beach, and you just kind of dive in when it feels deep enough, and somehow when I dove, I hit my head on the sand and instantly broke my neck.
Oh, dear Lord. Wow. And so what happened from that point?
Well, it was really interesting. In that split second, somehow I knew I was paralyzed. I'm not sure how, but I did. And my first thought was, well, God will heal me. And so I was totally at peace, and I was underwater, face down, but at peace. And my brother, younger brother, was next to me, and he didn't know something bad had happened to me, and he was trying to tell me to turn over, and I wasn't. So finally, he just decided just to turn me over, and thank God he did, because I would have drowned face down in the water, not being able to move.
Wow. And when he turned you over, were you able to say something's wrong with me?
Yeah, I let him know that something actually serious had happened. And the confirmation for me was out of the corner of my eye, I could see my arm floating in the water, moving, but I couldn't feel it, and I couldn't move it. And that was the real confirmation that I definitely had broken my neck.
Jeez, David. Were your parents there?
No, I was babysitting that day, babysitting my brothers and some friends at the lake. But they got the phone calls, the frantic phone calls, and they met me at the hospital.
And how did they call an ambulance out there, and then they got you in, and they realized, you know, did you immediately not have any feeling throughout your whole rest of your body?
Right. I lost sensation from the chest down.
Wow.
And an ambulance was called, and they took me to the local hospital where they took some x-rays and did learn that I had broken my neck. So then I was life-flighted to a major hospital nearby.
And flash forward to today, where are you?
Well, today I'm still quadriplegic, but I'm a healthy quadriplegic. I thank God that my health is as good as it is, that I'm up in my wheelchair every day and working and doing things.
And what were you, I mean, at 17, you obviously were still in high school?
I was, this was the summer before my senior year.
Okay.
In high school, my high school year was shaping up to be really great. I was going to be the captain of the soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the choir. I had plans to play soccer in college. So things were going really well, but as we know, things can change.
In a split second at this, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here. On the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with David Klein, and we're talking about, is this your first book?
This is my first book.
Okay, Walk by Faith. And when did you write this?
Well, I've spent many, many years writing this. I bet it took over 10 years. And the reason it took so long is I was a high school English teacher for 17 years.
Wow.
So after, well, all I do is grade papers when I'm a teacher. So I never had time to write my book, and I finally retired from teaching about 2 years ago, finished the book, got it edited and published, and now here we are.
Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
Like one of your feathers in your hat, right?
It was a big accomplishment.
I'm sure.
I type one key at a time. I use the side of my hand knuckle to type, so I typed the whole book.
Oh,
one key at a time.
Gosh,
took a long
what
time.
An accomplishment. Wow. And now let me ask you, I mean, can you know those ones where you could talk into it? And did you ever try those?
I have. In fact, when I was first injured, I met a guy who was using one of the first dictation systems. And back then, you had to say it letter by letter, but not ABC. It was alpha, beta.
Oh, my gosh,
that
really?
That was my first introduction into it. And since then, it has advanced. But I still find it's not perfect. I'd rather just sit there and type it myself.
Wow. How long is your book?
Book is 250 so pages.
Unbelievable. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So where are you at, and kind of what some of the lessons that you have taken? Because it sounds like you're very inspirational. Were you ever married?
I did get married about 20 years ago and divorced a few years later.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Did you ever have children?
We did not have any children, no.
Okay. At that point, when you were paralyzed, how long were you in the hospital?
Initially, I was in intensive care for 3 weeks. I flatlined a few times. And after that 3 weeks of real, you know, touch-and-go situations, my health got better. After 2 more weeks in the hospital, then I was sent to physical rehab for 3 months.
Did you see all your friends, or did your family, I mean, did everybody kind of?
Friends were great. They traveled to the hospital all the time to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the times when visitors weren't allowed, there were people waiting downstairs and praying for me and supporting my parents. So they were great.
Mm-hmm. How'd your parents take this?
It was very hard for them, especially my mom. But one of the things I say in my book is when my mom, the first time she came in to see me in intensive care, you know, she didn't exactly know what state I would be in. But as soon as I said, "Hi, Mom," she knew that, you know, my brain was there and functioning, and I was still there. So that was a relief.
What a freak accident. I mean, you hear about things like this in the pool, but not in a lake.
Right.
And it was, I mean, obviously you didn't hit a concrete, you hit dirt, right?
Yes, I just, you know, I thought about the dive, you know, how could it go so wrong that maybe I dove high and maybe I didn't have my hands out in front of me to come down on my head so hard and must have been running fast.
Why the name Walk by Faith?
Boy, I sure spent a lot of time thinking about titles, and there were a lot of suggestions. But this one just seemed to work. Really, my faith in God is one of the strongest things I think about me, that the thing that gets me through every day. And I think it is a walk for all of us. And so the play on words with walk I liked also.
Right, and the fact that you can't walk.
Exactly.
So... yeah, I mean, it really is a beautiful name because you're walking through your faith.
Yes, I'm trying.
Yeah. Do you ever have days that you just go, gosh, I can't do this anymore?
Well, it is tough. It is tough. There are tough days. I don't have thoughts like I can't do it anymore, but there are days that are just tough. And like there's a story in my book where I had a caregiver, and it was a live-in caregiver, the only person taking care of me, the one who I relied on for everything, you know, going to the bathroom and getting in my chair and everything. But he was using drugs while living with me, and he was really unstable. And I just remember sitting in the shower, just singing a song, kind of praying, just asking for strength. So that's kind of what I do on these tough days.
Well, I mean, you know... I think that's what we all do, right?
It
really, you know. And now, what are some of your hobbies?
Well, I like going out. I like listening to music and watching movies. I've got a van that's accessible for anyone to drive. And right now, I try to keep busy promoting the book.
Right.
I'm working from home right now since I've retired from teaching.
Mm-hmm. How was teaching? How did the kids react to you?
They were good. I had a great time. I really try to be fun with them. I joke around with them a lot, but I have very high expectations for their work. I tell them my story the first week of school and let them ask any questions. So it seems like once they know me and we've talked about the disability, it becomes a non-issue, and I'm just another teacher, but I really enjoyed it.
Wow, I love that. So what are we going to find in your book, David?
Well, I tell the story a little bit about my life before my accident. I was very independent, very athletic, very outgoing. And then the accident just took so many things away, and so many difficult times in the hospital and in rehab. And then coming back, trying to make a normal life after the hospital and going to college and finally becoming a high school teacher and also a soccer coach. I became a coach.
That's just incredible that you really kind of carried on your journey.
Yeah, I tried not to let this stop me.
Wow. Huh. And so it's your story, correct?
Yes.
Right. I mean, we all have stories. Yours happens to be unique. And wow. So let me ask you, has your faith changed at all from before to after the accident?
I think it's gotten stronger. Some of that might just be growing older and maturing, but also I think through trials and tests, you know, we either, I guess, break or have more faith or get stronger. For me,
right,
my faith has gotten stronger.
Yeah, and how about your parents?
My parents, they're thrilled that I'm doing well, and I've been working and teaching and coaching.
Right. Did that ever put a burden on them, your situation?
You know, at first it did, as I was living with each parent.
Are they divorced?
They are, yes.
Was that after this?
That was just before.
Oh, it was before.
Yeah, a lot of things were going on at that time.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Wow.
But now I've lived on my own for 30 years now and worked and had, you know, hire my own caregivers.
Wow. David, you are an inspiration. I'm just honored to be able to share your story here on the Kim Pagano Show. You are, like, honestly, the brighter side. People, when I tell them, what's your show about? And I say the brighter side, they always go, we need more of that. And I go, it's not that that's what we need more of. It's how we get there.
Yeah, it's the journey. It takes, I think, a choice.
Yeah.
An effort.
Right.
But I think all of us are faced, because everyone faces different trials.
And everybody has a journey. It's a marathon, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Where do we find your book, and how do we get your book?
My book is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and iTunes. It's in paperback, hardback, and Kindle download.
Wow, amazing. I want to share this with everyone. And, it's just another reason to be grateful for whatever we have or don't have in our lives, correct?
Yeah, I've thought that before, that it could always be worse.
Yeah, and sometimes people, think, why me? Well, you know what? We all have why me, right?
Right.
And then we kind of say, okay, we have that choice to walk or to lay down.
Exactly.
And again, what a perfect title, Walk by Faith. You decided to walk.
Yes.
Wow, I love it. I love what you're doing. Give out your website.
I have a Facebook page. It's
okay.
David Klein Author.
Okay.
And as I said, I'm on Amazon. So anyone's welcome to join, and they could ask any questions.
Do you do any, motivation, or do you go in and speak to people or anything like that?
I do. I've spoken to hundreds of clubs and schools and kids and churches. I really enjoy it. And
I love it.
I welcome the questions. I just want to answer anything anyone, wonders about.
Wow. Well, I thank you so much for sharing that here on our show. And I appreciate you being a guest here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Please share our show with everyone. And again, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show. And some just really inspiring guests and all these events that we have going on. We'd love you to be a part of that. And again, call in right now. Win some of these great tickets that we have. I've also got Bistro 13. And if you're into having some beautiful Italian dinner, traditional dinner with Mediterranean twist, please call right now at 805-419-0008. We always end our show with a moment of happiness. The past cannot be changed. The future is yet in your power. So look forward. Look forward. Don't look in that windshield mirror. And again, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.